Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Well, Jay said it last week, and it came to fruition yesterday. It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, Alan Hunt in for Max. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. And yes, Kyrie Irving opting into his $36.5 million option to stay with Brooklyn for the coming season. Well, we'll see if it's for the entire season. It's still
Key,
not.
Don't yet. Eat the cheese, Key.
No, we were.
You've
were
been on this cheese. Program for 2 years talking about there's so much yeast on it. You how, saw how the
I,
yeast.
How did I eat it?
I watched the show yesterday.
Yeah,
I heard
we were all about it. Come on, Key. We were all about it yesterday.
I didn't say anything. I wanted to go to the Lakers. All I said was I wanted him to go to the Lakers. He should go to the Lakers. And everybody else that covers it, the guys that cover it said that he's given permission. He was given permission to seek a trade, and he gave a list of teams. How am I eating the cheese?
Joseph Keyshawn Johnson.
I'm asking you. I don't know, Jay.
When we were in studio during breaks, you'd be like, Jay, I'm telling you. LeBron, the content company.
I don't know that. Wow. I don't see that on. I don't have the audio. I don't know.
Wait a minute. You're revealing conversations during breaks?
Why are you trying to deny it now?
That's what I said. I don't have the audio. I don't have the video. I don't have anything, Alan, that would
no
support
evidence.
This young man's claim.
Why are your hands moving like a black Italian? What is going on with the hands?
Start talking well, with it the depends hands on what restaurant I'm in. That's where I'm from. But anyway, yeah, Jay. I mean, it just, you know. You know what I'm saying? It's one of those deals where I don't have any of the evidence that would convict me of any wrongdoing whatsoever about saying that Kyrie could potentially wind up being a Laker.
No, I listened to the show yesterday and I heard you and Han and y'all were going in on him. And I hit you guys on a text chain when I saw the blitz of, you know, when you look down your phone, Key, and you see 95 missed texts. And you're like, damn, like what did I miss on this text chain? And then all I do is like, don't eat the cheese, y'all. Don't eat it.
Well, we're all about the cheese. We're all about the cheese.
Well, here's what I would say.
I'm all about it.
Yes.
You look like you had a good time somewhere. You're nice and brown and nice and golden
Came
brown.
Came back
there,
looking
Jay.
Your complexion.
No, you would have to sit out there a few more hours to look my complexion. hey, Alan, you can't laugh at that. Yeah, okay?
Why can't I laugh at that?
You can't. No.
I spend a whole summer trying to get to a darker complexion. Are you kidding me? It never works, but I try.
Mm. Yeah. Wow.
Han, you can laugh at this. We were all in. Han and I, yesterday when we talked, we were all in on the cheese. We had this literally as a topic that I have to read from our early rundown because it was such a good topic that Kyrie just took all the momentum out of when
Ruined
he opted
it.
In. The Big Lead says Kyrie and KD both to the Lakers for AD and Russell Westbrook. That was a topic we were going to discuss today.
Not only that, Evan, when I saw that, you called me. I was like, hold on, I got more, Evan. You called me. Yes. You told me I need the top five best fits for Kevin Durant tomorrow.
Yes.
Top five best fits. I'm like, oh, come on, guys. Really?
Yes, because Brian Scalabrine said on his SiriusXM show that the Celtics were the best landing spot for Kevin Durant.
Shocking.
So then it says, Jay, give us your top five landing spots for Kevin Durant. I mean, the show we had planned for you today. I think we should do the show for the next 3 hours pretending like Kyrie Irving didn't opt in.
Didn't really
I'm
happen.
Because I'm so excited about some of these topics.
Although.
Kyrie. And Kevin Durant to the Lakers. I saw that. I was like,
For AD and Westbrook. And if I'm the Nets, I'm like, I might. No. Let's completely do it.
And started planning the parade. Key saw that. And he's like, I'm planning the parade down Wilshire.
LeBron James, KD, and Kyrie on the same floor. Lord.
Listen to me, though. Woj did say that he's got until 5 o'clock Wednesday to opt in. He has not technically opted in yet. So, really, Evan, we can do this show if we want to. That's the cheese. We got the cheese. It's all over the pizza. We're spreading the cheese all over the pizza. It's double cheese today. Extra cheese. That's what this is today. It has to be.
You know, it's one of those deals, though. Jay, you're trying to follow this stuff in real time. And then Kyrie somewhere in an event. and he pointing to the people with him and laughing. Yes. You know, it's like he's playing us.
Keith, just think. You just said Kyrie and real time in the same sentence. Mm. Like those, Kyrie's on it, Kyrie's time. It ain't real, unreal. You don't know what the hell it is. Mm.
That's why, like Han said, 5 o'clock. This is a long way away. It could happen between now and 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock tomorrow, Key. We do the show tomorrow again with Kyrie going somewhere else.
If you want us to do the take all the cheese and put it into the show, let us know at KJ and Max. If you want us to just do all the cheese because we can, because there's so many options that we could come up with. I actually think KD should play for Real Madrid. I think it would be amazing if he just left the NBA completely and just go play overseas for a year.
But
why
Adam,
not?
Could you imagine?
Like, give me great options.
Think about
I want
this.
Them all.
As much as people, and we fight about this, multiple people at this network, we always talk about it. The fact that people, you know, say, well, the championships that KD had, he would never have them if he weren't with Golden State.
Yeah.
So can you imagine if that trade did go down? And then KD, if you're telling me he won his third or fourth, that was with LeBron James. The amount of heat, KD.
Would spin off this thing. That would almost be like the NBA. Somebody would say the NBA just jumped the shark. Like, you can't do that.
Key, well, if I were KD, I wouldn't let it happen. I'd be like, no, you're trading me to LA. I'm not going.
No,
I don't want
it. Kyrie Irving, LeBron James in Los Angeles playing for the Lakers.
But I mean, people, the same way you said about KD, you get people were spinning about LeBron.
LeBron too,
yeah. They would say the only reason why LeBron won is Kyrie in Cleveland, the guys in Miami with him, and he had to go out and get AD. Now he had to go get KD to win. So they, you know, you can mix it up a lot of different ways.
Can I ask this question? Jerry West is one of the great players of all time, right? One of the great basketball minds of all time.
The icon.
Yes, the icon.
I mean, the logo.
How come no one ever says about him, well, the only way he got his championship is when Wilt showed up, right? Like oh, well, they had to go out and get him otherwise. Because how many heartbreaks did that poor guy have going up against the juggernaut that was the Boston Celtics? Heartbreak after heartbreak. Well, the only time they won, he had to go get Wilt. Nobody ever says that. How has that become the thing now? I can't believe how we dispel winning these days in the modern NBA by just saying, well, he had to add a talent. Of course you add talent. Talent wins.
Alan, because we get our news from social media. You act like social media was focused back on the 50s and the 60s with church. Nobody's paid attention to that 70 years ago. People have a hard time talking about what the hell happened last week.
That's true.
That's the logo, though, man.
I know.
No, they would never.
Should he continue to be the logo, though? Can we have a honest conversation about that?
They would never say that because it's a whole nother, you know, think about it. Like Jay said, man, you're talking about back in the 60s and 70s and 50s. And they just wouldn't say stuff like that.
Can you? I would love to play that game of if there was social media when this happened, it'd be hilarious, all the different sayings. Let's take a call. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because Patrick in Georgia has a crazy Lakers take. And since we're doing the cheese today, Patrick, bring it.
Let's spread the cheese. Oh, you know, Carmelo's on a walker. AD always gets hurt. LeBron's got thousands of miles on his legs. You know, they're all going to get hurt. Russell Westbrook is going to be the runner-up for the MVP. KD's going to win the MVP, and they're both going to sign max contracts to the Knicks.
Wow.
See, I didn't need that, Patrick.
KD to the Knicks.
I mean, I didn't need that. I didn't need that. It's way too early in the morning for a take like that.
Are you are you happy with your draft selections?
Selections. You went plural on me. There was just one.
Draft,
was
the second draft, round. The draft moves. How about that? Yeah. Let me reframe for the Knicks.
Am I happy? I'm waiting.
Yeah.
I feel like.
I thought Jaden Ivey was your guy.
He was my guy. It didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Detroit, I had several players in that first round that I thought would be really nice fits. Didn't happen. But no, I feel like this is one of those where I'm staring at the phone and the circles going around. I'm waiting for the video to end because I have bad connection. That's what I feel like the NBA draft is right now with the Knicks, is I need to get a better connection so I can see how this thing ends. But how does it end for Kyrie and the Nets is the question. Are they the team with the most pressure to win a title next year in sports? Or is there another one? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. You want to keep it in New York. I think the Yankees, especially with the Aaron Judge situation, that is certainly one to keep an eye on as well. But coming up, some NFL, one Super Bowl contender that could actually lose their two best offensive players before the season even begins. And also, what today means for Deshaun Watson and the Browns. That's coming up next on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
And so what will happen here is that Lisa Fria will make a recommendation to the disciplinary officer, Sue Robinson. The National Football League Players Association also will make a recommendation, and they'll see whether or not they can agree on some sort of discipline.
Roger Goodell will oversee the appeal. So even though the NFL and the union have jointly appointed this independent arbiter, in this case, Goodell still has sort of the power at the end if it goes to the appeal process.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Allen on in for Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. We move into the NFL conversations for today. To do that, we bring in our ESPN NFL insider, Dan Graziano, joining us right now. Dan, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great. Allen, how are you guys doing?
Dan's always great. He's ready
to go. Dan is always, always great. And
as far as you guys know.
Well, you fake it well, which is really what it's all about. But today is a significant day for Deshaun Watson, the NFL, and this the discipline that he will be facing, or potential discipline he will be facing. A lot of reporting on it. Take us through the process of today and the significance of today's hearing.
Today's a hearing in front of a retired district judge named Sue L. Robinson, who is a jointly appointed discipline officer. This is a new feature of the new collective bargaining agreement that was signed 2 years ago. And this is the first personal conduct policy case that has reached this level. So they have an independent arbitrator for discipline for the first time. She will hear both sides. She's already heard some of it, right? Like, she's already got pretrial briefings done and all kinds of stuff. So it won't be the first time she has the information. The NFL will present the case. Deshaun Watson violated the personal conduct policy, should be suspended for this length of time. My understanding is they're going to push for a year suspension. The Players Association and Watson's attorneys will counter. They'll argue that Watson's attorney, Rusty Hardin, will counter and say, you know, he'll dispute whatever facts he thinks need to be disputed. And the PA will say, you know, this punishment is not in line with precedent. That there's nothing to support this, that you don't punish owners the same way when they do when they run afoul of the personal conduct policy, like, say, Robert Kraft or Dan Snyder. So, you know, that's the kind of stuff that's going to be talked about today at the hearing. Hearing could last a day or two. What everyone wants to know, and no one knows, is when she will make a ruling, because this is the first time that she's been involved in this. We don't know what her process is like, how long it'll take her. If the ruling is not satisfactory to Deshaun Watson, he can appeal it, but then that's when Roger Goodell is the appeals officer, and that doesn't seem like it'll work out great for him.
What are you hearing as far as the potential of how long a suspension he could be facing?
Yeah, I think my understanding is the league, you know, they have these, in all these cases, there's always like settlement talks. And so there was discussion between the league and Watson's people about what would be an acceptable solution here if we wanted to avoid the arbitration process. My understanding is they never really got close. The league was insisting on the suspension being a year and wouldn't move off of that. Watson's side was insisting that he did nothing wrong and shouldn't be punished at all. So they never really got to a a solution. But, I mean, it seems like the league is going to push for him to be suspended for the entire season.
If, in fact, he is suspended for the entire season, and that appeal with the NFLPA appealing to the NFL, how long, how many games do you think that appeal will be for?
I would be surprised if the appeal went to Roger Goodell and he did anything other than uphold the discipline officer's ruling. And again, we're down the hypothetical road here, right? Mm-hmm. This is the first time this process has been used. If Roger Goodell were to do something to supersede the arbitrator's ruling, yeah, that could potentially lead to people calling the process a sham, and I don't think that's good for the league or for Roger. So my hunch is that in this hypothetical case, he would probably go ahead and support her decision. But again, we're in uncharted territory here.
Yeah, Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider, joining us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dan, I did want to ask you real quickly about the Texans here. They are now being sued for potentially enabling this mm-hmm. type of behavior, being complicit. What do you make of the fact that their head of security was actually providing NDAs to Deshaun Watson for all these out-of-network like massages?
Well, again, this is something that's being alleged in a lawsuit now, right? So I'm not going to say that happened or didn't, right? That's for the court system to figure out. But obviously, that's a situation where if he's punished, the PA will say, well, so should the Texans be, right? If they were in fact complicit. They'll use the fact that the Texans were added to that civil lawsuit as part of their argument, right? Saying you don't hold teams to the same standard as you hold players. So that'll all be folded into this hearing today. And in terms of what happens to the Texans down the road in the legal, in the lawsuit, that's, again, anyone. We got Ryan Smith here hosting Get Up today, who's an attorney, and he would even tell you to try and forecast how a lawsuit's going to turn out is probably not the best thing to do.
Yeah, and it's certainly something that for the Browns, they're on a timeline as well, going to need to know pretty soon in the next couple of weeks if they're going to have a quarterback or not. So with that in mind, as Dan Graziano joins us here on KJM, let's get into some overreaction or not overreaction, beginning with the Browns. Baker Mayfield, Dan, should be the Browns' week one starter when or if Deshaun gets suspended. Overreaction or not an overreaction?
I think it's not an overreaction. Now, I don't think it's going to happen. Everything I've been told is that the relationship between the Browns and Baker Mayfield is shot and isn't repairable. Baker's got a youth football camp this morning, and apparently he's going to talk to reporters at that. So we'll see if he indicates that there's been any thaw, but I haven't heard of any. But yeah, I think it would make sense for them to try and mend fences. If they're going to be without Deshaun Watson for a whole year and they leave the whole year to Jacoby Brissett, I doubt that they would think that that's good enough. So I don't know what would be wrong with going to Baker and saying, hey, look, what's done is done. You know you're being replaced next year, but here's a year for you to play with a really good roster and maybe show teams what you've still got. It might be best for both of us.
Nah, overreaction for sure. Baker Mayfield is in Oklahoma, Norman, Oklahoma, getting ready for his camp. He'll talk to the media to address some of those issues. But the Cleveland Browns have moved on, Dan.
I know.
There's no way they're going to bring a guy back in the locker room that they kicked out. It's just not going to happen. Overreaction. He'll be a Seattle Seahawk by opening day.
All right.
I don't know, Dan. I'm starting to lean with you on maybe not an overreaction here, my man.
Again, Key's right, I think. Yeah, I think it's going to happen. But I'm saying, what would be wrong with approaching him about it, right?
And, by the way, his demeanor and how he handled that could really lead to him getting picked up by a different team, too. Essentially, it's like an audition.
It makes a lot of sense to me.
I completely agree. It's a marriage of the situation where they both kind of need each other, and maybe you figure it out. But, right, it seems far-fetched, but it shouldn't be. All right, next coming up, an overreaction, not an overreaction. Let's go to the 49ers. Deebo Samuel will play the entire season with the 49ers. Dan, is that an overreaction or not an overreaction?
It's not an overreaction. Look, he went to the mini camp. I think there's been a little bit of a thaw in that situation. And my understanding is they're still talking about a contract extension. There's some factors at play there. Jimmy Garoppolo's salary has to come off the books. They're trying to do an extension with Nick Bosa as well. But I think ultimately, as long as he's healthy, I don't think it's an overreaction to say Deebo Samuel plays the whole year with the 49ers. I don't think they want to trade him, and I think they can get a deal done.
Not an overreaction. He will play with the 49ers the entire season. Sometimes you get mad, but when – those lobsters and steaks start coming off that plate. Why you think his ass went to minicamp? He doesn't want to lose money, and he hasn't made enough money to sit out the entire year. The San Francisco 49ers certainly know that. And look, when he starts to miss football by sitting out, he'll get back in there.
Man, you got me thinking about surf and turf.
Yeah, I got hungry all of a sudden. Yeah, I agree.
What's going on, man? Yeah. I'm with both the guys. Not an overreaction. The Niners don't want to trade him. I think inevitably they will work something out.
All right, so we'll stay in San Francisco. Speaking of Jimmy G, Jimmy G will be traded by week one. Dan, is that an overreaction or not an overreaction?
It's not an overreaction. I don't know if they're going to be able to trade him. They hope so, but it may be that they have to release him by week one because that's when his salary would become fully guaranteed. And as I mentioned, they're a little bit up against it cap-wise, especially with these extensions that they want to do. So their hope is that he starts throwing in the next couple of weeks and that a market materializes. Hey, I don't know, maybe the Cleveland Browns are interested. They're going to need a guy. I don't think it's an overreaction. I don't think he's going to be on the team, even if they have to cut him.
Yeah, I don't think it's an overreaction at all. I don't know if he's going to be on the team. Sometimes we think we know something based on what went on in OTAs and mini camps. And in the end, training camp becomes a little bit different. Maybe they hold on to him. They get a real live look. And then they finally say to themselves, he's our best quarterback in this situation and not Trey Lance.
Yeah, not an overreaction with you both. I mean, conventional wisdom would tell you that if a guy – disrupts the locker room the way Baker Mayfield disrupted the locker room within the Cleveland Browns organization, if you're probably not going to bring him back. Jimmy G on a one-year deal, potentially, if he does get cut by the Niners, seems like it makes a lot of sense to prove it.
It would.
We continue with Dan Graziano. Overreaction or not an overreaction? Let's go to Chicago. So the Bears have been impressed with Justin Fields' growth. That's what Courtney Cronin wrote for ESPN.com. Fields will be the best second-year quarterback in this coming season. Dan, overreaction or not an overreaction?
I say overreaction, and not because of him necessarily, but situation, right? That team looks like it's in a tear down and rebuild situation, whereas, like, you know, Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, think about the upgrade there at the head coaching position, the mess that went on last year with Urban Meyer, and now Doug Peterson being the coach, his history with quarterbacks, his history winning a Super Bowl. I think Trevor Lawrence is in position to make the biggest jump of all those guys, and I think Fields could struggle because I think the Bears will.
It's not an overreaction, Dan. I think the way I look at things is not about the wins and the losses for this young quarterback. It's about his growth. Is he growing at a rapid rate where you feel good in his third and fourth year that he's the quarterback of the future? Because you're going to have to make a decision in 2 years if he is that quarterback of the future, start thinking about extensions and things of that nature. So I wouldn't say it's an overreaction. I don't think that they're going to win a lot of games, but he could grow.
Key, I hope you're right. I hope he does grow because I want to see Justin Fields succeed. But I'm with you, Dan, on it being overreaction, because essentially I look at last year as a wash, kind of fighting for time with Andy Dalton, and now that he's going to his first offseason with this being his team, I kind of look at his second year as his rookie year.
Yeah, I think it's – I mean, look, he could grow. I imagine he will. The thing they'll learn about him this year, I think, is how good he is at handling adversity, which is a really important thing for an NFL starting quarterback. So, yeah, he has a chance to show that.
It's an overreaction. We all know Zach Wilson's going to be the best second-year quarterback. We all know this. All right.
Could be. Not Trey Lance.
It could be.
One more. Overreaction or not an overreaction, Dan. Dak Prescott has the most pressure of any quarterback this season.
I think it's an overreaction. I mean, he's set, right? I mean, he's got his contract. He's got, I mean, you know, someone like Daniel Jones or Tua Tagovailoa, like literally playing for his job. That, to me, is more pressure than with Dak Prescott. And I understand the premise of the question. The Cowboys have to win. He hasn't delivered playoff success.
Yeah,
I think there is pressure.
It, right?
But the most, I think there are people with more at stake.
Yeah, I would say it's an overreaction. It's certainly people with more at stake. And I started in Milwaukee and Green Bay. That guy and Aaron Rodgers, a lot is at stake. You essentially took money that made Devontae Adams decide that he wanted to leave and do something else. You know, you promised Super Bowls over the last couple years. You've only gone in the NFC Championship game. People are starting to look at him and say, well, is he really that guy like that? Because he can't seem to get out of his own way.
Yeah, I don't see, even though we're going to –
try to apply pressure, because that's what the media does every single year we talk about the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And I agree there's a lot on the line for Dak, considering the way they ran the ball last year and what their record is when they run for over 100 yards. But at the end of the day, we're going to sit there and look at Mike McCarthy and say, if you can't get it done, then Sean Payton, you need to get it done. And we're going to be talking about that before we talk about the pressure on Dak.
Yeah, I think McCarthy's under more pressure. Yes, I would agree.
It's going to be very interesting to see what happens in Dallas, no doubt about it. Dan, good to see you. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for bringing it, Dan. You brought it.
Always.
Dan Graziano. Hey, by the way, speaking of Dak, Chris Canty's at it again. He said that Dak Prescott's not even a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. We'll get Key to respond to that.
Believe it or not.
Hold up. Huh? Even Ripley is wondering, do you believe it or not?
Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in with the guys today. We were just talking about Dak Prescott, and you heard you guys all talked about the overreaction, not overreaction, to Prescott having the most pressure of any quarterback this year. And I believe it was unanimous. None of you believe that he has the most pressure, correct?
No.
It was not unanimous?
I mean, I don't believe he has the most pressure.
Right. So it was unanimous. You all believe that that was an overreaction. Okay, just checking.
Thank you. I need more coffee.
Welcome back, Jay. So
I swear I've been here the whole hour and a half.
Chris Canty has been talking about his former team, the Cowboys, a lot lately. But listen to what he says on Greeny about Dak Prescott and where he thinks he ranks among quarterbacks in the league right now.
He's their best player? So we're going to say that Dak Prescott is better than Micah Parsons right now.
Oh, boy.
Are we doing that? The guy that finished second in Defensive Player of the Year award voting, we're going to say that Dak Prescott is a better player than that dude. Give me a break, man. This is what I'm talking about. It's absolutely ridiculous. It's hyperbolic in terms of the rhetoric that Keyshawn and Mike Tannenbaum are coming at this thing with. They're not dealing in reality. They're not looking at the facts of the matter. The reality is that Dak Prescott, if he's supposed to be a rising superstar, Dak Prescott's not even top 10 at his position. Dak Prescott is not a top 10 quarterback. He's not.
Wow, he used an adjective.
My name.
He used an adjective, hyperbolic.
He used my name, though.
Woo, put his name on it.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. So he had a top 10 list of 10 quarterbacks better than Dak Prescott. I'm going to go through.
He never caught a pass in the National Football League, nor has he ever thrown one. But anyway,
I'm going to throw.
Wait, hang on a second, Evan. Did I bring you in? Did I introduce you into the show? Did I do that yet? I'm not sure. The listeners are going, who the hell is this guy all of a sudden talking? Let me bring you in properly, and then we can do Believe It or Not the way it's supposed to go.
Slap me and call me Karen.
So, all right. Let's do then some Believe It or Not on the top 10 quarterbacks in the league. And to do that, let's bring in our producer, Evan Wilner.
Evan, are you okay? Uh-oh.
It's going to be Thursday's boycotting. Thursday's coming soon.
SBE.
No, we just have to properly do it. You don't just jump into a segment.
Summer book energy. Great. Let's go.
We've been here for a day and a half, and now we're properly doing
things. Is there any type
of
format on this show? I'm sorry. On Bart and Hahn, we like to do it a certain way that when Stosh likes to jump
in. And on Keyshawn,
J. Will,
Max, we do it a certain way, all right?
yes, you do.
All right, number 10, Russell Wilson. Believe it or not, Key, that Russell Wilson is better than Dak Prescott.
Not better than Dak Prescott right now. Russell is a good quarterback, but Russell needs to show a little bit more. I think going to Denver will allow him to do that, but I don't think he's better than Dak right now.
Okay.
I'm torn on this one because Russ coming off that injury of last year, like I feel like I think I know who Russ is. There is a lot for him to prove. There's also a lot for Dak to prove coming off last year, but I would probably give the slight edge to Russ.
Mm, okay.
Of course you will.
Han?
What do you mean, of course I would?
You're saying right now, correct?
Yes.
Right now?
Let's talk about 2 months ago.
Well, no, you're just saying, would you take him? I need to understand it. You would take him instead of Dak, right? That's how you do this? Yeah. I'm taking Russell Wilson instead of Dak.
Yeah.
No chance. Deshaun Watson. He was number 9 on Chris's list. Believe it or not, Deshaun Watson is better than Dak Prescott.
I believe he is.
Last time I saw him in a uniform, he was better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson.
He's better, but is he available?
Great question. We'll find out.
That wasn't the question.
Lamar.
Yeah, me, see,
that
I'm
wasn't
like,
the question.
Geez. Lamar Jackson.
Evan, hold Allen accountable, okay? You would yell at Key or I for that.
Come on. Ooh, just Allen, keep it moving.
Evan, why does your face look so tight?
I mean, we've got 3 minutes to get
see
all this done.
See your face
on
here. The screen.
Let's go.
Huh.
Keep it rolling.
You okay? What the?
Just keep it rolling.
Lamar. We did that one. Justin. No, Lamar Jackson.
No,
Lamar Jackson, believe it or not, jeez, better than Dak Prescott.
I can't. They're different. I'm just going to say yes because they're different.
Boo, bad answer.
They are different.
They
though.
Are different. Yeah, I'll go Lamar Jackson, though. Just because he's in a box by himself, like he talks about every time we mention Lamar Jackson's name.
I wouldn't even have him on my list.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. We do different lists for Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray. Great.
We do different
Justin
lists
Herbert.
For a lot of people.
Believe it or not, Justin Herbert better than Dak Prescott.
I believe he is. He hasn't. I believe he is, though. He hasn't taken the next step, but so far over the first 2 years, he's been a better quarterback than Dak Prescott's first 2 years.
Agreed. It's right there in the stats the last 2 years. It hasn't equated to them getting to the playoffs, but I think it will this season.
Yeah, am I taking him out right now? Yes, better.
Matthew Stafford, believe it or not, better than Dak.
See, this is perception changes it within 1 year, Key.
Yes,
1 year.
You already know me. I'm like, come on, man.
Because you would have poo-pooed this whole last year.
No, here's what I'm going to say. I believe he is. But I wonder what Dak Prescott would look like in a Ram uniform with Sean McVay. Mm-mm. Dialing up the plays. Mm-mm. That's just
interesting.
What would it, with Aaron Donald and Jalen Ramsey and Von Miller and all the receivers. Like, I just want to know what that would look like.
Yeah, I would give the slight edge to Stafford just because I think the experience serves him well, Key, at this juncture.
What would it look like, though?
It wouldn't look far off. You ain't wrong.
All right, let's go.
I don't know if I agree. I don't think that Matthew Stafford.
You think it's that big of a gap?
I mean, what would it look like? It wouldn't look the same. You got
no,
a guy
but
playing
what,
the league
but
that, for a
that, decade. No, that's true. But the surrounding cast does matter, and so does the guy who's calling the plays. You know, it just – because right. Even though they're different skill sets, a coach knows how to get the best out of a certain type of skill set. That's all I'm saying. What would it look like if he had – Sean McVay calling plays for him.
All right, let's go rapid fire here really quick. Tom Brady, believe it or not, better than Dak Prescott right now.
Believe.
Yeah, believe it.
Joe Burrow, believe it or not.
Not.
Yes. What?
Not. Not for me.
What? Believe it. Believe
I'm not
it.
Going. I'm not just because he
Wait,
went to the
what?
Super Bowl, I'm not getting ready to go crazy.
Come on, man.
I'm just not going to go crazy. I got to see.
He needs another Starbucks.
I know we like him. He's cool. He wears the chain and he you know, he hangs out. I get it. But I'm not that guy. I'm not getting ready to do that.
Is that definitive, though, Key?
Chain.
Is that definitive for you? It's without question. You take Dak easily over Joe Burrow. That's the way you
I
made
didn't
it
say,
sound.
I didn't say easily. I'm just saying I'm not ready to just all of a sudden say because the guy went to the Super Bowl and y'all all fall in love with the situation.
That's right.
That it's like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. We've been there before. I've seen this movie.
Wow. I've seen a guy win playoff games. I see a guy that hasn't. So
again,
just took Matthew
it
Stafford
matters. It matters in situations who you dealing with. It matters.
Evan,
it
I thought you said rapid fire.
So this is more of a cowboy. So this whole argument. All right, Evan, just roll through the last three because the last three are pretty
easy.
Yeah.
Last three, Allen, Rodgers, Mahomes, you'd say, believe it or not, you'd say all of those are better than Dak Prescott.
Yeah, believe it.
Yeah,
all right, we got to bring this Joe Burrow conversation back.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Because Key's out of his mind.
Did I say it like that?
He's not out of his mind.
Even to the point where – as much as y'all love Josh Allen is the cream of the crop today, right? He's the ice cream with the whipped cream and the cherry on top. Okay.
Boo, Josh Allen.
I'm just saying. All I'm saying is, okay, that's all I'm going to tell you.
I cannot understand your – so all right, if I'm going to figure this out, this is what I'm figuring out here. you are basically saying that this is more of a Dallas Cowboy issue than it is a Dak Prescott issue, right? All these debates are not about whether he's good, but it's about, well, Dallas sucks and they're a bad roster.
I think it's a little bit of both, Alan. Okay. If you watch, which I know you watch, I'm not going to say if you watch the games because I know you watch them. But if you go back and you look at those playoff games, okay, we got to wrap.
We'll bring this back. Evan, terrific job, by the way.
Great job, Evan.
It was wonderful. Well done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
It's Keyshawn, J. Will, Max, presented by Progressive Insurance. Alan Hahn in for Max today. Back to the NBA conversation we go. And yesterday when Tim Bontemps, our ESPN NBA reporter, was on with us, Key, you remember he sighed a few times with disdain as we were asking him all kinds of possibilities and whatnot regarding Kyrie Irving. And he just kept trying to, like, it came to a point where I swear he would have just reached out and grabbed me by the throat and said, "He's not going anywhere. Stop this madness."
Yeah, but that's his fault. Tim did this. That's why I don't know why we invited Tim on, because
still
I was anticipating
about yesterday about the Lakers.
Yeah, that's right, Tim.
As I said, you're just the latest Laker fan to be mad at me. It's okay.
Get in line. So Tim, we begin with, I guess, your level of surprise that Kyrie did yesterday announce that he would be picking up the option with the Nets.
Level of surprise.
I mean, listen, I think in that lead-in, you know, J-Will laid out that it was a negotiation tactic. I think it's fair to say this was a negotiation tactic from the beginning to the end. And I think as our colleague Adrian Wojnarowski laid out yesterday, there wasn't really another option for Kyrie Irving on the board, right? This was the option for him to get paid. He either could go to the Lakers for $6 million or opt in with the Nets for $36 million. And I think ultimately for him and for everybody involved, I think this is actually the best outcome. He's on, to me, the team he has the best chance to win a championship with next year. The Nets have a chance to be a really good team. Obviously, big if they didn't have everybody on the court, but they have an incredibly talented group. And then on top of that, you know, it allows him the position where if he comes out and plays 65, 70 games next year, he could be in position to get the kind of contract he wanted today a year from now. So to me, this was the best outcome for everybody involved.
You know what, Tim, I was going to blow a lid if he had opted out and decided to go with the Lakers and left $30 million on the table. I know a lot of people have framed some of his decisions as, you know, and we can, that's another conversation.
Yep.
But that one alone would have been just mind-boggling to me. But ultimately, when you look at this team and how to construct it with him in a year deal, with Kevin Durant, with Golden State winning a world championship, their fourth, the pressure that comes along with that, and with Ben Simmons not playing a game for a year, could you make the case there's more pressure on this team going into this season than any other team in professional sports, maybe?
I mean, certainly there's a ton, right, Jay? Well, I mean, when you look at this group, you've got Ben Simmons, like you said, he hasn't played in a year and a half. You've got Kyrie Irving coming off everything that's happened. You've got Kevin Durant, you know, who has not had the success in Brooklyn he expected to when he came here, right? This is one of the best players of all time. This team has made it, has won one playoff series in 3 years, right? Like, yeah, there's a ton of pressure on this Nets team. They're going to be looked at as a favorite again to come out of the East and maybe win the title. Like, now it's time for these guys to be on the court and do what they said they were going to do when they get to Brooklyn. We'll see if they can.
Well, Tim, now we're turning the page. now that you've thrown water on the Lakers, where do they go from here, the Lakers, that is, with no Kyrie in the fold?
It's a really tough spot, Keyshawn, in all seriousness, because this was their get-out-of-jail-free card, right? Obviously, the Russell Westbrook trade did not work last year, and if they had been able to get Kyrie Irving in either some kind of trade with Westbrook, or if he had, to Jay Will's point, kind of taken the $6 million tax MLE and gone to the Lakers for that, it was their chance to get back in the real mix at the top of the Western Conference. To me, I look at them now as a team that if everything breaks right, maybe they can crack into the top five or six somewhere, maybe get to four. But you look at these teams at the top of the West, Golden State, Phoenix, Dallas, Memphis,
Clippers,
Denver. Like, there's five or six teams, I think, that are clearly better than the Lakers right now. And it's just, to me, if they try to turn, like we were talking during the break, if they try to take Westbrook in these picks and turn them into, you know, some role players or something to help them in the short term, it just is further diminishing their chances of doing something long term that can really improve this roster. So to me, I think they've just got to ride this year out, hope that AD and LeBron are healthy, make a run, and then next year when they have Westbrook's deal come off the books, when they have some more flexibility, when LeBron can be a free agent, maybe they can rework the roster then they've got a chance to maybe really get this roster where it wants to be.
Key, I do want to say this, though, because I think we have to put this into perspective. I understand there are challenges with Russell Westbrook, but even though Tim just said, hey, this year it feels like they're stuck and they have to make good with what they have, you still have Anthony Davis, LeBron James, and Russell Westbrook.
I know, but it's not Russell Westbrook from seven, 8 years ago. Russell Westbrook from today.
I understand, but I do not bet him being as poor as he was last year. Do you bet that? I can't bet that.
I think the fit was always terrible from the beginning.
I agree on
that. I just don't see a way that it improves, really. I mean, look, maybe Darvin Ham could come in and get Russ to do different things, but we've been saying, is Russ going to do different things for a long time, and he just hasn't.
Tim Bontemps joining us on the show, crushing Keyshawn's dreams of this coming season.
Man, I can't listen to Tim, man.
Tim, we just have a few more minutes here. Yeah. Just while we have you, obviously free agency coming up. There are other names to talk about, so quick answer, stay or go on some of these. Sure. Zach LaVine.
Stays.
Stay or go.
Stays.
Stays. Bradley Beal.
Stays.
Stays. Jalen Brunson.
Knicks.
Knicks.
Is that a good move?
Depends on the price tag. Jalen Brunson's a good player. He gives the Knicks some stuff that they need, but again, it depends how much they're paying.
Interesting that his father is part of the staff now, Alan.
Yeah, and they've known him since birth. I mean, the whole crew
literally,
there, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Literally.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Is he considered a top-tier free agent, yes or no?
I mean, he is. In this year's class, right? He is. I mean, he's one of the better players available this year for sure.
Now, your tone doesn't sound happy at all.
I'm confused right now, and I'm just waiting for the end of the story to see where all this goes. What about Donovan Mitchell? Is he going anywhere?
I would guess he's staying.
Damn it.
For now.
Tim, great stuff, man. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate
you.
All right, how much pressure is on the Nets? The most? We will discuss that coming up and more. It's KJM, ESPN Radio, and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.